A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. There are some passages from Scripture that are almost too familiar. We've heard them again and again, and some of the phrases in them have actually become part of our common shared language. The danger in that case is that they're seen as cliches, that they're drained of their huge significance. And this, I think, is true of expressions like salt of the earth, light of the world. So let's look at them again. First of all, it's characteristic of Jesus that he uses metaphors that absolutely anyone can understand. He takes his images from everyday life. Salt and light, these are elements that are largely taken for granted, but no one would deny that they're essential. Think of food with no flavor. It's going to satisfy you. And trying to find your way about in the dark is always a problem. If you think about these two expressions in that way, suddenly you realize that what Jesus is telling us is just astonishing. That is, that if we're not doing our bit to bring God's kingdom to fulfillment, we're no use to anybody. We're like tasteless salt, or like a lamp hidden under a basket. So, it's not enough to believe. It's not even enough to pray. We're supposed to do something. We're supposed to bring flavor to people's lives. We're supposed to light their way. Well, of course, we won't all contribute in exactly the same way. Just as you can illuminate a room or indeed a path with candles or with a big electric torch or a small electric torch or with a neon light or a helium light, so you can be a good disciple in all kinds of different ways. Jesus uses the expression good works here, and we're inclined to think of good works as being confined to things like helping the poor or the old or the sick, but that's just one way of letting your light shine. Today, the 28th of January, is for us Dominicans a feast to our brother Thomas Aquinas, and he let his light shine by using that colossal gift of intelligence that God had given him to think, to study, and then to share the fruits of his thinking by writing his great works. Which is why, of course, he's called the angelic doctor. And doctor, if you trace it back to its origin, is a word that just simply means teacher. So, Thomas was fulfilling something else that Jesus says in this passage. Whoever does the commandments and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. By all accounts, Thomas was a genuinely modest man, despite his prodigious gifts. He didn't give himself airs. He didn't insist on his superiority. Quite the contrary. And famously, as he was dying, he dismissed everything he'd written as so much straw. But he'd spent his whole life in the service of the truth. And 750 years later, he's still one of the most important and influential theologians. We can't all pretend to that sort of greatness, but we can, must, do our small bit, make sure that what God commands is known and practiced. If you think of the Easter Vigil, remember how every single candle, as it flames up, contributes, bring light in the whole church. That's a nice, the importance, even of small light. Light your own way, and you'll shed light for other people. It's not a bad moral for any Christian. Shine!